Jeremiah chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write you all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book. For, lo, the days come, says the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus says the Lord, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now, and see whether a man does travail with child. Why do I see ever a man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas! For that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and will burst your bonds, and strangers shall no more enslave them. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear you not, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for, lo, I will save you from afar, and your descendants from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you, though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet will I not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in just measure, and will not leave you altogether unpunished. For thus says the Lord, Your bruise is incurable, and your wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause, that you may be bound up, you have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you, they seek you not, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquity, because your sins were increased. Why cry you over your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your iniquity, because your sins were increased, I have done these things unto you. Therefore all they that devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that plunder you shall be plunder, and all that prey upon you will I make a prey. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall stand in its proper place. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few, I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. And their nobles shall be from themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that devoted his heart to approach unto me? Says the Lord. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind, it shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return, until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart, in the latter days you shall consider it.